An Arctic cold front passed through earlier today with a rush of cold and a round of snow, and now lake effect snow takes the starring role, at least for the next 24 to 36 hours. We have lake effect snow warnings that are in effect through the far western areas. So from Utica West to Syracuse, that lake effect snow warning is in effect through late tomorrow. In that warning area, several inches of snow accumulation is likely. It's even potentially likely that we'll see over a foot of snow, especially out around Syracuse and areas a bit closer to the Great Lakes. Farther south, a lake effect snow advisory is in effect for Oneonta through tomorrow morning. In that area, at least a few inches of accumulation will be possible as this lake effect snow band continues. And for the rest of us, we're seeing a scattering of snow showers and some briefly heavy snow squalls through the day into tonight. And we will keep that chance for snow showers. And at times, the snow may be heavy enough for at least a light accumulation. The most likely areas for that will be in the Mohawk Valley, even into the Capital Region. We could see a few heavier snow showers or squalls into the night. Of course, the other big story is the cold, as temperatures are on the cold side this afternoon, and it will be a cold night, with temperatures falling into the single digits and teens, but a gusty wind will make it feel even colder, so we are likely to have wind chill values below zero through the night. And moving into the day tomorrow, we'll still have some scattered snow showers around with some heavier squalls to the west. It will be breezy and cold again, so daytime high temperatures will be in the teens and 20s, but the wind chill is likely to be in the single digits above and below zero through the day. Things will settle down a bit Wednesday and Thursday. There's still the potential for some snow showers, especially near the Great Lakes. Then our attention will turn to the potential for a coastal storm later Friday into Saturday. Now, if you are on Facebook or Twitter or anywhere online, you've very likely already heard about the potential for a storm and have probably already seen some people making predictions. Well, it's simply way, way too far in advance to talk about anything specific in regards to a storm late this week. It's not really responsible for any meteorologist to speculate too much, except to say there is a storm potential, yes, and it's something that we will monitor as we work through this week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, breezy and cold, low in the single digits to near 10. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, breezy, high in the teens to lower 20s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers and lake effect snow squalls, breezy and cold, low in the single digits to near 10. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers and lake effect snow squalls, breezy, high in the teens to lower 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of a snow shower, breezy and cold, low 8 to 16. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, chance of a snow shower, breezy, high in the 20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered snow showers and a possible squall, breezy and cold, low 6 to 14. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a snow shower, breezy and cold, high 20 to 25. Region-wide on Wednesday and Thursday, partly sunny with a chance of snow showers mainly west, with highs in the 20s to lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.